The U.S. Census Bureau is doing a massive push over the next 12 weeks to get people to apply to become census takers. The agency has a goal of recruiting 2.7 million applicants. As of now, more than 1.1 million have applied. The Census Bureau aims to hire 500,000 people to take the decennial count this spring. Tim Olson, Associate Director for Field Operations at the Census Bureau, was in the Valley recently. And when I sat down with him, I started our conversation by asking if the Census Bureau looks to hire workers who are from the areas in which they'll be working.
Well, actually, we hire at the local neighborhood level. So when we, we recruit 2.7 million people, but we hire 500,000. And those individuals that are hired are specifically for their neighborhoods. So the concept is they're going to know their neighborhoods, they know the streets, the roads, the highways. They may know where the houses are, and they're probably going to look and feel like the local neighbors. We found over, in our experience that that is much more successful when a local person is interviewing and making contact with folks than if a stranger comes by.
Are you finding more or less success in some places than others?
So in, with 1.1 million applicants in the hopper already, there's multiple areas that have already exceeded their full goal, which for us, the goal is due at the end of February. But there's some areas that are struggling, particularly areas like the Bay Area, where even though our salaries are very high in the Bay Area, $30 an hour, there's such a competition for employees that it's harder to recruit. But areas like Puerto Rico, we've already exceeded our full recruiting goal in the Commonwealth of Puerto Rico. Also, along the Texas-Mexican border, we are way ahead of schedule.
How are you doing in the Phoenix metro area?
We are a little bit below where we wanted to be at this point. So in the Phoenix, Maricopa County specifically, we have a goal that we will recruit 31,000 applicants. And from that group, we will hire almost 6,000 people this coming spring. So right now, we've recruited 11,300 people. And we really should be probably more about 15,000 at this juncture. So we're a little bit behind. And that's one of the reasons I'm here, is so I can share with you and all of your listeners, now's the time to apply for these temporary jobs.
Do you see any correlation between the unemployment rate in a given area and how easily or not easily you're able to recruit people? I mean, I just think back to the last time the Census Bureau did this, the economy was a lot worse than it is now. I'm wondering if that plays a role in your ability to recruit people.
It definitely plays a big role. In the last census in 2010, we actually recruited 3.9 million people, and it took very little effort on our part. This time, we are having to do everything possible to let folks know about these jobs. And our strategy is not to seek out necessarily those that are without employment right now, but to really look for people that are currently employed. Maybe they have a full-time job already, but they're willing to work part-time evenings and weekends just for 6 to 8 weeks this spring. So we're really having to do a lot of work.
Is that a new strategy to try to find people who are currently employed full-time as opposed to prior censuses?
Well, this is my fourth census, and it wasn't the strategy in 2010 because so many people were unemployed. But I remember very specifically in 1990, we had a very hard time recruiting. And so we had to, by the necessity of, meeting our goals, we had to reach out to people that were already employed. The other thing that we've done this census, which is different than prior ones, is we have put our pay rates at what we think are really competitive for each local area. So nationally, they run from $13.50 an hour as high as $30 an hour.
So what happens, I mean, I know you don't want to think about this, but what happens if in particular areas you're not able to find the number of people that you want or need to find?
Well, in that case, I mean, we'll continue recruiting, we'll continue seeking out applicants, and we will continue hiring even if it's a little bit later than the schedule permits. But at the end of the day, if we don't have enough people to select, then what will happen is other people that work in, say, an adjacent community When they finish up their job, they'll go into that community to finish up the work. We are on a pretty strict schedule with the 2020. The end of December, we are mandated to provide to the president and the country the total population count of the United States plus the population count of every state. And all of the steps it takes from now until the end of December to have accurate numbers for each state, there's no time to delay, or there's no time to, you know, change the schedule. It's pretty tight.
All right. That is Tim Olson, Associate Director of Field Operations with the U.S. Census Bureau. Tim, thanks for coming in.
Thank you for having me.